弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢 Jackson 为我们选择的这些美妙的诗歌。
I really want to thank Jackson to choose those beautiful hymns.
来预备我们的心。
And to prepare our hearts.
让我们一起来敬拜。
So we can worship together.
今天我们来继续来学习加拉太书。
So today we'll continue to learn about Galatians.
那么前一段时间我去探访一些弟兄姐妹哈。
And not too long ago, I started visiting some few brothers and sisters.
那其中有一位姐妹她开店营业，我就去她的店里面。
So there's one sister own a shop, so I went to visit her.
那她就拿出一些钞票给我看哈。
And so she showed me some of the bills.
因为在头一天的晚上呢，有一个客人来了之后，就临走就付钱给了他一堆的这样现钞哈。
And so there's one customer actually left her some bills before she closed the shop.
但是第二天早上他一看这个钞票是假的。
But the next day when she looked at those bills, they were counterfeit.
那这些假的钞票呢看起来像真的，但是实际上很容易分辨是假的。
And even though they look like real bills, but however, you can distinguish whether they're fake or not.
那大概只是可能是晚上这个灯光也比较昏暗哈。
And maybe because the lighting was not very bright.
或者说他根本就没有去看这个钞票。
Or maybe she did not pay very too much attention to the bill.
所以这个生意就受到了损伤了哈。
So her business was have to take some loss.
所以这件事情呢，提醒所有做生意的人哈。
So this is this kind of thing that really remind all the business people.
所以我们收到现钞的时候，特别是那种大额的现钞哈。
Especially when we receive a large bill.
那我们一定要仔细的辨别啊。
And we have to really pay attention to it.
不然的话我们就可能受到亏损。
And so we might need to suffer some loss.
同样的对待信仰也是一样。
The same thing as our faith.
不是所有人所讲的或所有的信息言论我们都是照单全收。
We should not take all the information opinions, take in.
那我们一定要有属灵的分辨。
We have to have the spiritual discernment.
这就是保罗写信给加拉太教会的原因。
And that is the reason why Paul wrote to Galatians.
那么有些从耶路撒冷来的一些人呢，到了加拉太这个地方。
There are some people came from Jerusalem to Galatia.
那么这些人呢是所谓很有声望的人。
And those are very, like a VIP, very prestigious people.
那么他们所讲的事情呢是加拉太人没有听说过的。
And they start talking about things pretty new that Galatians never heard of it before.
所以他们就开始偏离了保罗所传给他们的福音。
So Galatians began to astray from the gospel that Paul has preached to them.
今天我们继续加拉太书系列的这个第二讲。
Today we're going to continue the second lesson of Galatians.
那么在这段经文里保罗在责备了加拉太人之后。
So after Paul rebuked the Galatians at the beginning.
所以保罗就向他们解释了福音的来源。
He explained the source of the gospel.
并且用亲身的经历。
He used his personal experience.
来证明他所传的福音是来自耶稣基督的启示。
To prove the gospel he preached came from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
没有受到任何其他人的影响。
And was never influenced by anyone else.
所以学习这段经文啊，帮助我们来思考我们所持守的信仰。
So study this passage can help us to think about the belief we hold.
那这些我们所信的东西是与圣经的启示是完全吻合的。
And which should be completely consistent with the revelation of the Bible.
尤其在这个信息多元化的时代哈。
especially in this diversified era.
我们每天接触大量的消息。
And there's a large information filling every day.
所以这样的分辨就显得格外的重要。
That this discernment is particularly important.
首先我们来看一下保罗的这个早期的事工哈。
And so let's look at the Paul's early ministry.
那在保罗早期的事工呢，他曾经到过加拉太这个地方哈。
So in early ministry that he went to Galatia.
那么我们所看的经文呢，是在加拉太书的第一章11节到24节。
So we're going to look at the Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 to 24.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经加拉太书第一章，我们今天来看11节到24节。
So we're going to study Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 to 24.
加拉太书第一章十一节这样说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。
I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that men made up.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的。乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。
You have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensively I persecute the church of God and try to destroy it.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进。
So I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age.
为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
And extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神。
But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased.
既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
To reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not counsel any man.
也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的。
And so, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was.
唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色。
But I went immediately into the Arabia and later returned to Damascus.
过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法。
So there, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter.
和他同住了十五天。
And stay with him for 15 days.
至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。
I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother.
我写给你们的话，不是谎话，这是我在神面前说的。
I assure you before God that I am writing you is no lie.
以后我到了叙利亚和基利加境内。
Later I went to Syria and Cilicia.
那时犹他信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面。
I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ.
不过听说那从前逼迫我们的，现在传扬他原先所残害的真道。
The only heard that report, the man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy.
他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
And they praise God because of me.
所以这段经文呢，就好像是保罗的自传一样。
So this passage is almost like Paul's autobiography.
因为我们跟《使徒行传》第九章的记载来对照。
And we can compare this one with the Acts chapter 9.
我们大概知道了保罗早期事工的一些行踪。
And we can figure out what's the detail of Paul's itinerary.
那么十三节十四节保罗就讲到说他在信主之前他的经历是怎样。
And from verse 13 to 14, he talked about his experience before believing in the Lord.
那个时候他对犹太教非常的热心。
And he was very zealous with what he believed.
那么他在迫害这个基督的这个信徒。
He persecuted Christians.
那他甚至呢从这个耶路撒冷这个大祭司那里领了文书。
And he got the okay then from the high priest.
那么他要到这个大马士革，就是这个大马色这个地方。
So he want to go to the Damascus.
那在那个地方他要抓捕那里的这个信徒。
And once he got the commission of the chief priest, he want to arrest believers.
不料他在这个大马色的路上他遇到了个复活的基督。
Unexpectedly, Christ appeared to him on the road.
所以他这种非常奇妙的这一个转变之后，他就后来他就在大马士革那个地方传扬福音。
And so miraculously that his transformation led him to start preaching gospel in Damascus.
那么第十八节就讲到，那么之后呢，他就曾经去亚拉伯这个地方。
And in verse 18 talk about that he went to Arabia.
那这个亚拉伯呢，大概是在巴勒斯坦的这个东边啊。
And so the Arabia is over Pakistan east.
在那个地方大部分是比较沙漠啊荒芜的地方哈。
And so it's more like a desert area.
那个地方当时是不是属于罗马帝国，是属于这个拿巴天帝国。
It does not belong to Roman Empire, but does belong to Nabatean Empire.
他的这次旅行的目的啊，其实保罗是需要花一些时间去消化他最近这个属灵上这么大的一个转变。
The main purpose of the trip is that Paul need to really spend time try to digest what is going on for his transformation.
所以他要反复思想，在上帝面前要默想祷告。
He need to continue pondering and meditating and praying before God.
那很可能就是在这个时候，基督就有多次的在向他反复的显现，托付他做外邦人的使徒。
It is possible at that time that Christ entrusted Paul several times to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
他也因此得到了更多的启示。
Therefore, he received more revelations.
那么我们从哥林多后书十二章，我们就知道保罗实际上有很多奇妙的属灵的经历。
And so from the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, that we can tell that Paul has many interesting experience from the Lord.
他甚至被提到三层天，去知道天堂的一些的奥秘。
He was lifted up in the third heaven and to see see things.
那么保罗的神学思想也就大概是在这个时间呢逐步完善。
And Paul's theological thinking start begin to mature.
所以三年之后呢，他才从大马士革回到了耶路撒冷。
So after 3 years, he left Jerusalem.
那见到
he left Damascus to Jerusalem.
那么他就见到了这个彼得，彼得就是基法哈。
And he start he met Peter and who's Simon.
那么还有见到了雅各哈。
And also he met James.
那这个雅各呢，不是耶稣的十二门徒的里面的雅各，而是耶稣的大弟弟哈。
And so this James is not one of the 12 disciples, actually is Jesus' brother.
因为停留的时间并不长。
And because he did not stay very long.
所以他没有见到其他的使徒。
So he did not get an opportunity to see other apostles.
那么可见耶路撒冷教会呢，在那个时候认识保罗的人并不多。
So therefore, not a lot of people from Jerusalem really knew Paul.
之后呢，保罗就离开了耶路撒冷，回到他的家乡大树。
Afterwards, Paul left Jerusalem and returned to his hometown of Tarsus.
那这个大树呢，就是22节所讲的基利加省。
And so the Taurus is in verse 22, Cilicia province.
那么从加拉太书的第二章第一节我们就知道，那么这一段时间有多长呢？
So if we, according to Galatians chapter 2, verse 1, how long is this period?
大概有14年的时间。
It's about 14 years.
所以说在这段时间里，保罗基本是在他家乡附近做福音的工作。
So during that time, Paul is doing the ministry in his own hometown.
他和耶路撒冷教会几乎没有什么联系。
He had very little contact with Jerusalem church.
那么从第21节22节我们可以看到犹大地区的教会对保罗也是知之甚少。
And so according to verse 21-22, the church in Judea knew very little about Paul.
所以保罗在得救和蒙召之后相当长的一段时间。
And so after Paul was saved and called for a long period of time.
所以大概有17年的时间哈。
And maybe it was about 17 years.
那么一直是默默无闻的。
He was very, not well known.
那么直到他和巴拿巴第一次的宣教之旅。
It wasn't until his the first missionary journey with Barnabas.
那个时候大约是主后47年。
That's approximately 47 years after Christ was born.
所以保罗才渐渐地成为引人注目的人物。
And Paul gradually became a prominent figure.
那么主后57年呢，保罗在哥林多这个地方完成了罗马书。
So in 57 AD, Paul completed the book of Romans in Corinth.
那么这就奠定了保罗在教会中的历史地位。
Established the historical position in the church.
所以保罗的经历就提醒我们，神预备一个合他心的人是需要时间的。
So Paul's experience really reminds us that it really takes time for God to prepare a person.
但是现今这个时代啊，是充满了很多的浮躁啊。
And nowadays are full of impetuousness.
也就是说人们呢既浮浅又烦躁啊。
And because you can see that people are very both superficial and irritable.
那么很多时候我们发现像这个流行歌曲都是一样啊。
And same, for example, the popular singers.Are like that too.
大家呢都拼命地想一夜就要走红。
And they all want to become popular quickly.
那么他知道他红了之后呢，这个红的时间不会太长的。
Because they all know, in order to be popular, probably will not last very long.
所以这个时间他并不是说花很多的时间是在钻研去怎么样去挖掘他的潜力，而是抓紧这段时间赶快去捞钱啊。
Very often they did not try to spend time to see what's their potential. Rather, they just want to become popular.
因为过两年他就不会再红的了。
Because they might know that 2 years later they may not become popular anymore.
所以这个中国这个网民呢，很多人都是恨不得就是马上要走红啊。
And so very often those Chinese netizens want to become popular immediately.
所以有一个人呢，这个是这个同性恋，他要出柜啊。
And so this one homosexual person, he wanted to share his preference.
那么他就想怎么样能不能引起别人的注意。
He was thinking about how he can get attention from others.
所以公开举个大牌子在街上，然后看看有没有引起别人的注意。我红了吗？
So he is holding a sign on the busy street to say, am I famous?
哎，不巧，那几天正好有其他的事情发生，他举了半天牌子，没有人注意，没红。
And so, but there's a lot of things going on at that time, so even he was holding a big sign, but nobody was paying attention.
所以第二次他又找了一个机会，又举个大牌子，赶快再去宣告，他说，这次我红了吗？
And so he used another opportunity holding a sign and to show people that he is a homosexual, but he wants to know, whether people notice or not.
哎，这次红了，这个网络上好多人都在谈论他的事情啊。
And, this time that he became, people noticed that, people are talking about it.
但是呢，又怎么样？过两天就没有人再谈这个事情了。
So what? Because 2 days later, nobody talk about anymore.
所以这是这个时代人们的一个心态。
And so this is a mentality of this generation.
多少会影响我们属灵的生命啊?
That also affect our spiritual life as well.
这个属灵的生命你是没有办法一夜成熟的啊。
And the spiritual life cannot be mature overnight.
这个需要花时间的。
It really will take time.
可能要很多年的时间，需要付出很多的努力的。
And it may take many, many years and take lots of effort.
没有什么捷径可以走的。
There's no shortcut.
可是有时候这种属灵的浮躁呢，就会造成一种浮浅的生命。
But very often spiritual impetuosity creates the superficial spiritual lives.
我们的生命没有成熟到那个程度，但是有的时候我们希望说我们真的是像那个程度，所以就造成了一种这种浮浅的现象啊。
So the reason causes a superficial phenomena because we do not have the spiritual mature spirituality, but we wanted to be appear to be mature.
也正是因为这种急迫的我们想变得成熟的样子，有的时候我们会饥不择食。
And so very often because we want to be like mature, very often we just be so hungry to take whatever food is in sight.
所以当有些的信息啊，各种样的言论来到我们面前，我们就没有分辨，也没有选择，就一起拿来。
So we do not discern what kind of information and that we just don't choose. We just to pick whatever it comes our way.
所以这样其实是给我们就是一些虚假的东西，我们就会上当受骗。
So very often we've been deceived by the wrong information or fake news.
那么以前我在达拉斯读书的时候呢，看到认识当地华人教会的一个传道人啊。
And so when I was studying at Dallas Seminary, I know one pastor.
她是位女传道人。
And she is a female pastor.
那后来呢，因为他家里面他的母亲需要照顾，他就离开那个教会来到加州。
And so because her mother needs someone to take care of her, so she left the area, came to California.
那后来我毕业呢，我也来到加州牧会，我才发现哈哈，我们俩住在同一个城市哈。
And so when I came to California, I realized that we live in the same city.
那么有机会他就到我家来做客啊。
And there were times that she would come to my house.
啊，几年不见呢，他人已经完全改变了啊。
And for a few years we have not seen each other, she has totally changed.
那么我们在一起祷告的时候，我才发现哇，他真是很多的这种呼喊啊喊叫，完全是灵恩的那一套。
And when we pray together, I noticed that she will shout loudly and her prayer was very charismatic.
所以我才知道说她现在所参与的一个教会呢，是一个非常追求灵恩的一个教会。
So I realized that she's attended a charismatic church.
所以对我来讲是一个很大的一个非常震惊，因为几年不见，这个人居然变成一个完全不一样的人。
So I was very shocked, since we have not seen each other for a few years, this person has changed so much.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在属灵的追求上啊，一定要有这种属灵的分辨能力。
So when we are living the spiritual life, we have to have this spiritual discernment.
那么保罗来跟加拉太人所讲的就是这样，你们要学会有这个分辨的能力。
And Paul is teaching Galatians that you have to have the ability to discern.
他说这段经文里保罗基本上就是跟这个加拉太人讲说，我所传给你们的福音是来自基督的启示。
And Paul tried to tell them that what I preach to you is coming from, is revealed by Christ Jesus.
所以第十一节跟第十二节就点出了主题的思想。
So from the verse 11 to 12 and point out the main theme.
所以保罗以三个不是开始。
And Paul started with the three no's.
那么来强调说这个福音不是来自于人的。
And to emphasize that the gospel is not coming from man.
第十一节不是出于人的意思。
It's not something that man made up.
十二节不是从人领受的。
I did not receive it from any man.
也不是人教导我的。
Nor was I taught it.
这三重的否定呢，就是一个强调，说这个福音呢，是来自于天上的启示。
And those three no's is try to emphasize those gospel did not original from people.
所以接下来的三段经文呢，是从不同的角度依次来证明了这个论述。
So later on, the emphasize three different perspective of those verses.
那么13到17节是保罗蒙召的见证。
And from verse 13 to 17 is talk about how Paul became a Christian.
所以他怎样有一个迫害教会的人成为一个受托付的使徒。
And so how the transformation from a persecutor of the church to an entrusted apostle.
这本身的转变呢就是一个神迹。
It itself is a miracle.
这里保罗列出了上帝三方面的工作。
And so Paul lists three areas that Christ has done.
十五节是上帝在他出生的时候就分别为圣。
And verse 15 talk about that God has set him apart from birth.
后来又说神又施恩呼召他。
And said God has called him.
最后十六节讲到上帝乐意来启示。
And verse 16 talk about he revealed his son in him.
这无疑是对保罗所传福音的一个最好的证明。
Undoubtedly, this is the best proof.
18到20节则记载了保罗与其他使徒的来往。
So from verse 18 to 20, talk about interaction that Paul had with other apostles.
所以保罗在经历了大马士革路上这个转变之后啊。
After Paul experienced the transformation during Damascus.
那么他三年之后他才有机会访问耶路撒冷。
Only 3 years later, he had opportunity to visit Jerusalem.
这时保罗的神学思想已经成熟。
And at this time, the Paul's theological thinking has much more mature.
他在耶路撒冷大概有15天的时间。
He spent about 15 days there.
毫无疑问他会从彼得或者雅各那里知道耶稣的一些生平的故事。
No doubt that he probably learned some story about the life of Jesus from Peter and James.
但是保罗这里想要说明的是他所传的福音并非是来自于这些使徒的传授。
However, Paul wanted to say that the gospel he preached did not come from the teaching of other apostles.
同时他也是借着这个经历说明说他所传的福音跟这些使徒传的福音也没有什么差异的。
So at the same time that he emphasized the gospel is what he preached is no different and taught by other apostles.
为此呢他甚至愿意在神面前来发誓。
For this, he was even willing to make an oath before God.
21节和24节呢保罗则说明了他和犹大教会的一些接触。
And so from verse 21 to verse 24, Paul explained his contact with the church in Judea.
那我们刚才已经说过在其后的14年当中呢保罗基本在家乡的附近传扬福音。
And in the following 14 years, Paul actually preached the gospel near his hometown.
所以他在犹大教会中没有任何的影响。
He had no influence in the church of Judea.
人们甚至不知道他的名字。
And people actually didn't even know his name.
但是他们却知道保罗的见证。
However, they heard about Paul's testimony.
这里啊，保罗就是用这些经历来反驳那些从耶路撒冷的人来攻击他的。
So Paul used those to dispute some people from Jerusalem who are trying to attack him.
因为当时耶路撒冷的教会是啊，这个是所有天下教会的母会、啊、
And so Jerusalem is the mother church. The church is the mother church of all churches.
所以他们很有权威，很有影响力的。
They are very reputable and have a lot of authority.
那这些人来到加拉太就说：“谁？保罗？我们没听说过这个人呢。”
And so some of those people say, "Who's Paul? Never heard of him."
那么保罗呢的一个身份就是他是使徒的身份。
And Paul's identity was he was an apostle.
所以他是跟彼得雅一样的身份的哈。
His status was the same as Peter and James.
但是有一个问题就是保罗从来没有跟从过耶稣。
However, Paul never really followed Jesus.
他也在耶稣在世上的时候他没有见过他。
He never met Jesus.
Well, 这是保罗的短板哈。
And so, 短板。So that's his shortcoming?
Shortcoming, yeah. 嗯哼。因为当时他们在我们知道他们选择使徒的条件之一呢就是这个人要跟从过耶稣的。
And one of the criteria to be apostle is that that person has to follow Jesus.
所以当这些个说自己是很有身份自己又跟从过耶稣也见过耶稣的人来说保罗是谁我们不知道他。
So、
他传的什么我们不可以相信的。
So for people who have followed, have seen Jesus personally and follow him, and they say, who is Paul? He never followed Jesus before.
所以通过否认保罗的使徒的身份呢这些人就诋毁保罗所传讲的福音。哈
so that's how they try to deny Paul's apostle status.
那么作为牧者呢保持罗此时这个担忧的心情是可以理解的哈。
I think as a pastor, Paul's concern at this time is understandable.
就是为什么这么急迫的他写信给加拉太人来解释。
That's why in such urgency he want to write a letter to Galatians.
其实就好比一个婴儿呱呱落地一样哈。
And just like a baby when they were born crying.
那么一个新生的基督徒的属灵的生命是需要教会来照顾才能成长。
A spiritual life of a new Christian also need the care of the church.
所以这也正是我们要做门徒训练的一个目的。
And that is the purpose of disciple training.
所以从一个新的信徒要成熟成长一个成熟的信徒其中有一个重要的标志。
And there's a very important mark that from a new believer to a mature believer.
这个重要的标志就是属灵分辨的能力。
And this most important sign is a spiritual discernment.
其实就像好比一个小孩子长大了一样。
And just like a child who's growing up.
如果这个孩子长大了他不知道什么是对什么是错你怎么敢让他自己去到社会上去生活呢
If a child who's growing up does not know right from wrong, how can you trust him to handle in the society?
所以一个属灵分辨的能力是一个成熟的标志。
And a spiritual discernment is a sign of spiritual maturity.
那么以前呢我在新泽西的时候我们在教会里面服侍就遇到一对从福建来的夫妻。
And so when I was serving in New Jersey, I have met a couple from 福建。
那他们就是福建来的人呢都到这个地方来开这个自助餐厅哈。
And so very often, a lot of people came from Fujian. They have a buffet. They open restaurants.
那么他们呢就来到我们教会这对夫妻对福音非常的有兴趣。
And they were very interested in gospel.
那我们就带领他们把基本的信仰一点一点的讲给他们。
So we have start leading them to Christ and start teaching them a bit by bit.
所以这对夫妻后来在教会受浸我们就赠送给他一本这个研读本的圣经。
And so we, after they became baptized, we gave him a study Bible.
啊这个夫妻非常的渴望夫妻两个人都想读但是呢这个只有一本圣经说两个人要抢着轮流来读这个圣经。
They both were eager to read God's word, so they only have one Bible, so sometimes they are trying to fight to who can read the Bible.
那么读这个研读本的圣经有解释所以他可以读得比较明白以前都读不懂的嘛。
And because study Bible has a lot of explanation, and in the past they couldn't understand, but with a study Bible they can understand better.
后来有机会他们就搬到了其他的地方哈去做生意哈就离开教。
So later when they moved to another area, they left the church in New Jersey.
哎有一天他突然就打电话给我哈。
And one day he called me.
哎，他说金昌啊，我接触到一些个信徒，他们讲的有些事情，你跟我说说他们讲的这个对不对啊？
And so he called me, he said, Pastor Chen, and I have met some Christians, they've been saying things. Can you tell me those are accurate or not?
那我就听他讲的，我想，哦，这些是耶和华见证人的。
So then I realized that those people he met is from Jehovah's Witness.
我说这个他们跟我们的信仰有一点差别了啊。
And their belief is different than ours.
然后他说，哎，这个可不是有一点差别。我觉得他们所信仰跟我们差别很多哎。
And this person said, no, I think it's not only a little bit difference. I think there's a huge difference between our faith and theirs.
所以我就为这对夫妻来感谢主。
I really thank to the Lord for this couple.
就是因为他们在基督里信仰上的根基比较扎实，他们很快就分辨出来这个属灵的上面事情的差异在哪里。
So because it has really solid foundation, they are able to discern spiritually.
所以我们作为基督徒一定要提升我们属灵分辨的能力。
So we have to really continue to increase our discernment.
那怎样培养我们的属灵分辨能力呢？
How can we cultivate our spiritual discernment?
和有人会说陈牧师，这个很难呢。
And somebody would say, Pastor Chen, this is so hard.
要知道其实这样的能力啊不是可望不可及的。
We have to know that the ability is not beyond expectation.
它伴随我们生命的成长呢而会增加。
It will increase with the growth of our spiritual lives.
那么同时啊也因为我们生活在一个堕落的世界里面。
At the same time, we live in a fallen world.
而且我们本身基督徒的生活我们依然受到罪的困扰。
And we still ourselves are still troubled by sin.
所以在这样的环境中呢没有人可以确保说我们万无一失。
And so therefore in such an environment, no one can be sure that they will be in any situation we do not make any mistake.
所以马失前蹄的情况总是有的。
And there's always a possible where a horse might stumble.
那么下面我就给大家三个建议来帮助我们怎么样提高这方面的能力。
So following, I would like to give you three suggestions that can help us to increase our discernment.
那第一个就是我们要保持属灵的健康。
The first, we have to keep a spiritual health.
我们知道一个生病的人呢他反应的能力就会变得迟钝。
We know that a sick person, the reaction usually became dull.
那他的判断呢也会失去了往日的敏锐。
And his judgment also lost a formal sharpness.
同样属灵的健康也是一样的。
And same thing with
身体有属灵的健康的时候就保证了我们可以拥有这个正常的属灵分辨的能力。
So if we have a spiritual health, I'll ensure we can properly use a spiritual discernment.
那么怎么样来保持我们的健康呢？
How can we maintain our physical health?
我们都知道我们怎么样去保持身体的健康。
We know how we can maintain our physical health.
我们要锻炼身体。
And we need to exercise.
我们要注重饮食。
We need to watch our diet.
实际上这两条对属灵的健康也是一样的。
And those are same apply for spiritual health.
那么属灵的健康就要锻炼属灵就那就是属灵的操练。
And so we need to have a spiritual exercise.
那属灵的操练呢就是包括背诵经文啊默想啊祷告啊等等。
So spiritual exercise including memorized scriptures and meditation and prayers.
那么这些就是我们将要有门徒训练怎么样帮助大家去训练。
And so that's more like a disciple training than how we can be more spiritual to do spiritual exercise.
那另一方面就是属灵的饮食。
And the other one is spiritual food.
属灵的饮食就是我们所看的所听的和所讲的这一切。
It's the things we see, we hear, and we speak.
那所谓病从口入啊对于这个属灵的健康也是有同样的道理。
It's very common that it's just like the the disease coming from go through your mouth.
我们都知道现在要买那个健康的食品，绿色的食品。
And we know that if we want to buy the healthy food, we have to buy something like with a green sign.
那么这样的话对我们的身体会有好处。
You know, those green things benefit our body.
如果我们每天都为了省钱，我们都不去买菜，我们专门到垃圾桶谁家垃圾里去捡点东西吃的话，我们知道我们肯定会生病的嘛。
We know we will get sick if we just go to dig the garbage can.
同样的道理，我们属灵的健康也是一样，我们要挑那上好的食物，不是应该到垃圾桶里去找东西吃的。
It's the same thing for spiritual food. If we, in order to get the best food, we cannot go to dig from the garbage.
那么前些日子有个姐妹就送给我一个这个视频，说陈牧师，你看看这个视频它对不对的哈。
And there's a one sister sent me a YouTube, asked me to look at it, see if that's accurate.
那我一看这东西，哦，讲啊，又讲什么末世啦、灾难啦等等，好像看起来还讲圣经，也讲耶稣的哈。
And so it talk about end time and talk about the disaster and also talk about Jesus.
但是仔细一看，这个实际上是法轮功的那些油管的频道所出来的东西。
But when you truly pay attention, actually it's from Falun Gong's YouTube video.
所以啊，其实这个在网络上是很多啊，很普遍的。
So actually this is very common on the YouTubes and also social medias.
我不知道你们有没有人是在听在看，有人是不是在跟踪这些东西啊。
I don't know if you ever follow or subscribe those kind of things.
有个节目叫天亮时分的哈。
And there's one is a talk about morning brightness.
那么那个人的名字叫张天亮，他在讲很多时事啊、新闻啊等等。
And so that person as 张天亮 talk about a lot of news, what's going on.
有另外一个叫第三只眼看世界。
And there's another one, the third eye to look the world.
这个女性的每天在那里讲来讲去哈。
And there's a one lady that talk about all kind of things every day.
弟兄姐妹，我们要有属灵分辨的，这些都是垃圾的。
And so we gotta have the spiritual discernment. Those are things that are all garbage.
如果我们每天用这些东西来喂养我们的这个属灵的生命，我们不会有健康的。
And so if we use those things to feed us, then we're never going to be healthy.
所以第一条，我们一定要注意要保持属灵的健康。
First, we have to keep maintain a spiritual health.
那第二点呢，就是我们对所接触的事物要有个基本的判断。
And secondly, we must have a basic judgment about the things that we have a contact with.
我们遇到一些资讯呢，一定要检验。
And so when we get those some of the information, we have to examine it.
就像你开店做生意，人家付给你钱，你拿过那个现金来，一定要看看这个是真的是假的一样。
It's just like when you have a store, you have to examine whether it is a counterfeit or not.
首先就问一个问题，这是不是真理？好。
And so the first question you ask is, this is truth.
所以两个简单的问题可以帮助我们做判断哈。
And there are two simple questions will help us to judge.
第一个问题就是说，上帝怎样说？
And first is what does God say?
第二句话就是说，如果耶稣今天在这里，耶稣会怎么做？
If Jesus is here now, what would Jesus do?
所以当我们从这个角度去思想的时候，我想神的灵在我们心里面就会渐渐地启示我们啊。
So if we think from those perspective that with the spirit of God, and he will reveal to us.
所以我们就会比较清楚真理。我们就会采取一种那么跟圣经的教导比较一致的这个态度跟行动。
So we're more clear about what attitude action should be taken and we're consistent with Bible teaching.
那第三个方面呢，就是我们要生活在肢体当中。
Thirdly, we need to live in the body of Christ.
那就是包括我们属灵的导师啊。
And including spiritual mentors.
那么门徒训练的伙伴呢？
Disciple training partners.
那么小组里面的弟兄姐妹啊。
brothers sisters in a small group.
这就是我们在教会里逐渐建立起来的这套系统。
And so forming a system.
那么就形成了一环套一环这样的关系。
And forming to a ring to a chain relationship.
那这样主内的良师益友会成为我们的帮助。
And so those mentors and more mature Christian will become a help to us.
所以我们看这三个方面就可以互相的协调，就帮助我们这个来做一个很好的判断哈。
And so those three areas can help us to discern much better.
那么这样我们失误的可能性就大大的减少。
And that would decrease the possibility of making mistake.
今天我们来学习这段经文呢，是保罗向加拉太人说明这个福音的来源是哪里。
And today we learned this passage is a Paul teaching Galatians where is the gospel coming from.
这个福音是来自于基督的启示。
And this is the actual coming from revelation of Christ.
那保罗也用自身的经历向他们说明希望加拉太人有这个属灵分辨的能力。
And Paul using his own example to teach Galatians that the Galatians have a ability to discern.
这也提醒我们今天作为基督徒，我们怎么样也应该有这样的分辨能力。
And this reminds us how a Christian now, then we have the same discernment as well.
那我们今天给了三个建议，说怎么样提升这样方面的能力。
And today we give you three suggestions how we improve our discernment.
一个是保持我们属灵的健康。
The first, pay attention to a spiritual health.
第二个就是要有个基本的判断。
And secondly, have a basic judgment.
第三方面，我们一定要生活在肢体当中。
We have to live in the body of Christ.
那有一个寓言故事呢，是伊索的寓言。
And there's a one story.
这个寓言讲到以前有一个农夫。
And talk about a farmer.
那么他在赶集回来的时候呢，他在路上看到了一只冻僵的一条蛇。
And when he came from market, that he saw there's a snake frozen on the road.
那么他于是呢，他就把这个蛇呢，他就放在自己的怀里。
And so he put this frozen snake into his chest.
那么这样，这个蛇呢，在他的怀里，因为温暖呢，慢慢这个蛇就苏醒过来了。
And because that his chest is warm, so the snake started waking up.
那当蛇苏醒过来之后呢，这个蛇暖过来，马上就咬了他一口。
And immediately after the snake warmed up, he bit this farmer.
所以这个农夫呢，因为中了这个毒蛇的毒，所以很快他就要去世。
And so this farmer immediately died from the snake bite.
所以在去世之前他就感叹地说哈。
And before he passed away, he said this.
他说我怎么会把一只有毒的毒蛇放在怀里面去把它救过来呢？
Why did I even bother to put a poison snake in my chest?
这个农夫与蛇的故事是我们很多的人都非常熟悉的。
We are very familiar with this story of a farmer and the snake.
所以弟兄姐妹，
This is really a good reminder.
但是我们没有分辨的时候，我们去拥抱那些个不应当有的信仰跟主张的时候。
And so when we don't have a discernment, very often we embrace the wrong teachings.
那么这些个所谓的信仰跟主张反过来会伤害我们的生命。
And those kind of wrong teaching will really eventually will hurt us.
愿我们大家都努力的追求哈。
And so we really need to try very hard.
那么在信仰上我们不再做小孩子。
We no longer to be children.
满有基督所赐的大能大力。
And we will become mature.
在属灵的事情上我们有很强的分辨的能力。
And because we have the measure of the fullness of Christ, so we have a discernment.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你的保守跟带领。
And dear Lord, we thank you for your protection and your leading.
因为在我们被出世的时候，你已经将我们分别为圣。
Because we were born, that you already set us apart.
在预定的时候，你真是招我们成为你的门徒。
So you call us to become your disciple.
主，我们谢谢你，让我们在主里面有这样的一个啊温暖的家庭。
And Lord, we just want to thank you that we'll have a wonderful, warm family.
我们感谢主，你赐给我们一切所需的，让我们在属灵的生命上可以成长。
You haven't given us all the things we need so we can grow in spiritually.
求主你保守我们的心。
Continue to guard our heart.
但这个世界上有各种各样的学说，各种各样的理论，各种各样的信仰的时候。
There's all types of theory and talking and faith.
主就是让我们不在信仰上做小孩子。
We're no longer to still to be children.
让我们可以长成满有基督的身量。
We continue to grow to have a stature of Christ.
让我们在信仰上站立得稳。
So we can stand firm.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until the day you are coming.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.